this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Curious about why men wake up with erection? Here's everything you need to know in this episode. Make sure you stick around because I'll share an amazing tip on how to improve your morning wood. Now, morning wood or morning erection have always been a sign that everything is working order. That's a good thing because you know that your blood flow is good, your hormones is good, and your nerves are good. So what happens is that at nighttime, your testicles start making testosterone and it peaks at around 7 a.m. And that's when you start to have more morning wood. It's Mother Nature's way of saying, let's do a workout for your penis muscle. Do you know that you can have 3 to 6 erections in one night, each lasting 5 to 30 minutes? It's your way, the Mother Nature's way, making sure that you are working out your penis. Now, these erections occur during sleep or even in the morning from 3 to 6 times a night. And you don't necessarily have to correlate that with sexual arousal, but they do occur when you are in deep sleep, a sleep that is during rapid eye movement or REM, R-E-M sleep. This is significant because when you're in REM sleep, this is when you dream. This is also you have relaxed. That's when your parasympathetic nervous system is in its maximal state. So that goes with saying that erection happens when your mind is in a relaxed state. And when you're sleeping, that's the best time to be relaxed. So when you're in REM sleep, you have increased blood flow to the penis and therefore also the surge of testosterone. That's when you have the morning or nighttime erection. Like I mentioned, testosterone surges at around 7 a.m. That's why men are more prone to be aroused, sexually interested in the morning, which differ with women. Women is more at nighttime. And sometimes you have morning wood, maybe because of unconscious or incidental physical stimulation at night. That could be with a partner or could even be with yourself. Now, not necessarily morning wood is a sign of sexual arousal. It could be, it could not be. Also something to consider that a full bladder sometimes can press against the nerve that goes to your penis and your prostate, stimulating an erection. However, it is not a primary cause of your morning erection. So to summarize, it's hormone, it's being in a relaxed state, being able to get into rapid eye movement phase of sleep or being relaxed, and then also perhaps physical stimulation as well as a full bladder. Now, sometimes we can have normal variation, like you can wake up at different point in your sleep cycle that is not in rapid eye movement. And so therefore, if you have interruption in your sleep, it will interfere with your morning erection. As we know, age, you get older. What happens when you get older? You have less testosterone and there are changes and diseases that you have as you get older, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, overweight as well. So the quality of your sleep and factors that you acquire when you get older affect the quality of your morning erection. So why did this occur? Like I said, it occurs because when you get older, you tend to have high blood pressure, you tend to be overweight or high cholesterol, even diabetes, but those are all reversible. And then they occur also because smoking or drinking too much alcohol. I spoke in my previous episode about probably shouldn't drink more than about between 10 to 14 cocktails a week. And like a diet, American diet, which is fast food, is not good. You want to have a diet full of fresh fruits and vegetables and lean meat, such as chicken, pork, or fish, anything that comes in a bag or a box or a can, you shouldn't be eating. When you go shopping, you should be shopping at the aisle that are on the perimeter of the store. And so I mentioned that when you do see a decrease of your morning wood, it could also be an indication of your fluctuation in your hormones level and also be correlated with the quality of your sleep. When you notice the absence in morning wood, once in a while, it could be okay. But is it consistently every day for months on end, then you should be looking at underlying health issues. Because when you're not having morning wood, it could be indication that you may have erectile dysfunction, which we know both can be caused by decreased blood flow, or it could be caused by psychological stress as well, or other health conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, hormone changes, and also nerve problem as well. Certain medication, common medications such as high blood pressure medicine, depression medicine, can actually affect your morning wood as well too. So if you are experiencing this on a consistent basis, I suggest that you go see a doctor, get your blood work done, get your cholesterol check, your blood sugar check, your kidney check, your liver check, get your testosterone level check, and make sure that you're not anemic. Those are just common blood work that you can get with your doctor, and most insurance will cover that as well too. And know that you are what you eat, and especially your erection is what you eat. If you are eating more fast food, drinking soda, eating sugary drinks, and drinking a lot of alcohol, you're really setting yourself up for problem down under, okay? So make sure you get enough green leafy vegetables, because vegetables and fruit will give you nitrous oxide, and nitrous oxide will also give you increased blood flow. I discussed in my previous episode about how to eat to increase your nitrous oxide. Check that out. And also, the vegetables and the fruit that contribute to increasing blood flow is in my Good Morning Wood smoothie. So check out the Good Morning Wood smoothie recipe below in the description or in the link up here as well too, because that will give you all the vegetables and fruit that you need to increase more blood flow and also increase your morning wood as well too. And it's also antioxidant. So it is a win-win-win in helping you with increasing blood flow and helping you with your morning erection, which then exercises your penis muscle, which then good for when you need it to work. So remember, if you're starting to lose your morning wood, it is a good time to do an introspection and look at what's going on in your body. What type of diet are you eating? Are you exercising? How's your weight? Are you smoking at all? How's your sleep? And also, how's your stress? Because if you're having a lot of stress, that will also lower your hormones level as well as increase your blood pressure as well. Going back to what I discussed about the four pillars of sexual health and also health as well too. So just making small adjustments in these areas, even just small adjustments such as eating more fruits and vegetables and eating less bread, less soda, will give you a result, as you can see, as in morning wood. And also, you can even see that maybe you're getting more often if you're still getting morning wood, or you're getting more firm as well. So again, check out my morning wood recipe, Good Morning Wood recipe down below. I also will be launching a 5-day challenge to help you get on the right track, to get your performance in order, and to really give you no fluff recommendation that will help you with your sexual performance. So stay tuned for that. And I would really appreciate it if you can really hit that subscribe button and notification and comment as well, because this will help me continue to give you more useful information at this point. And having said that, here's to more morning wood harder tomorrow for you. I'll see you next episode, Modern Man.
Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED?
Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit mensexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.